Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. We're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, and it's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put something different in, a poem, a reading, a story. I've got those, and I call those things wombats, the different things. And I've got one clear wombat and two, well, I think I can call wombats and probably will. Really strange things. But I want to tell you the first song is important to me. I recently got a collection of songs. I won't reveal my secret source, but a list of names to check out of songs. And I found a whole bunch I like five or six. And then I found this one, and I like it best of all. So this is a version of the Peace Train. Cat Stevens made the Peace Train song famous. This is Dolly Parton singing with the, now let me, what's their full name? Ladysmith Black Mombasa. This is my new favorite song. Right now it's a candidate for all-time favorite. That's the way it is when you start. But it's definitely one I'm going to like for a long time. This is Peace Train.
Thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Peace train sounding louder, ride on the peace train.
Peace train, ooh, I hear.
You just heard Dolly Parton with the Ladysmith Black Mambazo Choir singing Peace Train. Next up is a kind of gentle song by Willie Nelson. It's called Nothing I Can Do About It Now. And I think it's special. So I invite you to look for anything you think is special. And Nothing I Can Do About It Now by Willie Nelson. I forgot to add, I think it has wisdom in it.
I've got a long list of real good reasons for all the things I've done. I've got a picture in the back of my mind of what I've lost and what I've won. I've survived every situation, knowing when to freeze and when to run. And regret is just a memory written on my brow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. I've got a wild and a restless spirit. I held my price through every deal. I've seen the fire of a woman's scorn turn her heart of gold to steel. I've got the song of the voice inside me set to the rhythm of the wheel. And I've been dreaming like a child since the cradle broke the vow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. Running through the changes, going through the stages, coming round the corners in my life. Leaving doubt to fate, staying out too late, waiting for the moon to say goodnight. But that's a waste of time and tears. And I know just what I'd change if I went back in time somehow. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
Nothing I can do about it now. Next up comes a acapella piece. I like rhythm and I love harmony, so put them together well and I am in heaven. And this is one of those things. This is, I think, an anthem for women. It's the women's anthem. And I think it's saying something like, I suggest we all get together and stop this foolish world we're in, this hate and killing and all that. I think it's what the song is saying, but it says it in such a musically nice way that the message comes right through. I'm busy listening to the song and I'm being indoctrinated, I think. So this is We Rise, sung by Rhiannon Giddens.
Sister of my tears, sister of my cries, hand in hand we stand as one, we push, we reach, we rise, we rise, we rise, we rise. Hand in hand we stand as one, we push, we reach, we rise. Sister of my tears, sister of my cries, hand in hand we stand as one, we push, we reach, we rise. We rise, we rise, we rise. Hand in hand we stand as one, we push, we reach, we rise.
A mother's strength, a daughter's love, a sister's will that will be done. Our voices raised together will do the work of a million guns.
Sister of my blood, sister of my heart, although the miles may separate us, we can't stand apart, 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 apart. Although the miles may separate us, we can't stand apart.
Steel tempered in the fire of fear, strength tested in the dark of hate. We had it in us all along, it is and never won't be too late.
Sister in my joy, sister in my pain, the woman's burden placed upon us time and time again, 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 again. The woman's burden placed upon us time and time again.
Confused, abused, and used, we look to him for our salvation, not realizing our own hands will hold and shape a generation.
Sister of my tears, sister of my cries, hand in hand we stand as one, we push, we reach, we rise, we rise, we rise, we rise. Hand in hand we stand as one, we push, we reach, we rise.
Sister of my tears,
sister of my tears,
sister of my cries,
sister of my
cries, and we stand as one, we stand as one, we rise, we rise, we rise, we rise, we rise, we rise, we stand as one, we stand as one, we rise,
sister of my sisters, sister of my cries,
hand in
hand we stand as one, we stand as one, we rise, we rise. We rise, we rise, we rise.
Hand in hand we stand as one, we stand as one,
we stand as one, we rise.
That was We Rise by Rhiannon Giddens. The next song is new to me. I just heard it for the first time about 2 days ago. It's called Just Load the Wagon and sung by Junior Sisk. And I think it's worth listening to. It's there's a lot of metaphors going on in here. And it just comes out real strong because of that. So Just Load the Wagon by Junior Sisk.
My grandpa had a saying that I got from him, no doubt. One day he had me loading hay till I was plumb wore out. I said, if I load any more, this mule be zigzagging. He said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can and see them old springs sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull, and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Couple chickens and a ham for dinner. She said, if you eat all that stuff, you'll bend over gagging. I said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see them old springs are sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull, and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. I want children, I said 8 or 10. But then we'd better soon get started, she said with a grin. But feeding all that bunch is gonna keep your butt dragging. I said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see them old springs are sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull, and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon.
Just Load the Wagon by Junior Sis. The next song is certainly different from anything I've played so far tonight, and I think it's different from anything it's going to be after this. But it's sort of country rock, I guess you call it. Great song for dancing, I think. Take Me Down by Alabama.
With me tonight, take me on a one-way flight in your loving arms, and everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand when no one else could understand. You're the one who me like nobody else can. Take me down where I want to be. Turn around this man who lives inside of me. Take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong. Take me down. Take me down.
It's your emotions glowing bright. So keep the fires burning and let it warm me through the night. You can be a part of me, 'cause you're what love was meant to be. You and me, baby, we'll set this flame inside us free. You don't have to stay forever. Let's just put our hearts together, share another night in ecstasy. We know that it's feeling better every time we get together. Maybe love was meant for you and me. This man who lives inside of me, take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong. Take me down, take me down tonight. Take me down tonight. Take me down.
That was Take Me Down by Alabama. Next up is If You Don't Know How Sweet It Is by Rhiannon Giddens. I have just one thing to say about this. I interpret this, or I like to think it this way, that this is the universe speaking to each individual who is not satisfied with their life. And the universe is saying, if you don't know how sweet it is, then you're in trouble, because it is sweet. That's what the message is for me. So, If You Don't Know How Sweet It Is by Rhiannon Giddens.
If you don't know how sweet it is, get on out of my kitchen. If you can't tell how good it is, well, you won't know what you're missing. You're good, but I'll buy your bitchin'. If you don't know how sweet it is, get on out of my kitchen. I heard you whine the other day, the dinner wasn't good enough, the kids were just a little too loud, the steak was just a little tough, your clothes weren't neatly folded, you had to make the bed. Well, I'm sorry for your trouble. You're good, but I'll find better, and they'll be without your bitchin'. If you don't know how sweet it is, get on out of my kitchen. Maybe I'm the one to blame, maybe it's my problem, maybe it's 'cause I let you think that I was made to walk on. I treated you like a king, maybe that's the reason. Soon enough you grew to think the Christmas was all season. You don't know how sweet it is, get on out of my kitchen. You can't tell how good it is, well you won't know what you're missing. My kitchen. So long ago we said I do, and I've done and done and done, and you've been acting like our life is a lottery that you just won. I gave you all I had to give, you took it without question. question, and now you're stepping out for more. So I've just one suggestion. The hell on out of my kitchen.
If you don't know how sweet it is, Rhiannon Giddens, my suggestion that you think of that song as the universe asking each individual if you don't know how sweet it is, kind of thing. That's kind of almost a primitive kind of religion. And the next thing I'm going to play is another wombat. It's a spoken piece, mostly. It has some music. It's actually the group is the Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. And they have guest artists performing this poem, which is the creation by a poem by James Weldon Johnson. So this is a performance of that poem by the by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. Here is the creation.
Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. Just give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion.
O Lord, we come this morning knee bowed and body bent before thy throne of grace. O Lord, this morning bow our hearts beneath our knees and our knees in some lonesome valley. We come this morning like empty pitchers to a full fountain with no merits of our own. O Lord, open up a window of heaven and lean far out over the battlements of glory and listen this morning.
Come here, Lord, come here, Lord, come here, Lord, sinner crying, come here, Lord.
And God stepped out on space and he looked around and he said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. And God smiled, and the light broke. The darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, that's good. And God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hand until he made the sun, and he set that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. And down between the darkness and the light, God hurled the world. God said, that's good. Then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right hand. The moon was on his left. The stars were clustered above his head. And the earth was under his feet. And God walked. And where he trod, his footprints hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. And God stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world and spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes and the lightnings flashed. He clapped his hands and the thunders rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his finger to the sky and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes curdled down in the hollows of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again, and the rainbow appeared, and curled itself around his shoulders. Then God raised his arm, and he waved his hand over the sea and over the land. And he said, bring forth, and quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and seas, roamed the forests and woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, that's good. Then God walked around, and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun, he looked at his moon, he looked at his little stars. He looked on his world with all its living things, and God said, I'm lonely still. Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought till he thought, I'll make me a man. Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay. And by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the farmost corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yes, he's taken my feet out of my weak clay, and he's placed upon the right side of my Father.
Oh, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord laid his hands on me.
Just heard God's Trombones, a poem by James Weldon Johnson and performed by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. It's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs that I think are extra special, and occasionally put in something odd, like a reading or a story. I call those things wombats, and we just had one, the poem, The Creation, is a wombat. But it's now it's time to get on with the show, and the next song is by John Hartford. It's called Your Long Journey. John Hartford is probably my favorite fiddler, but he also plays the banjo nicely and sings great. And this song works, Your Long Journey by John Hartford.
God's given us years of happiness here. Now we must part. And as the angels come, as you take your long journey.
Journey by John Hartford. And next up is Peace in Our Hearts by Eliza Gilkison. Next up is Go It Jerry by The Boarding Party, and it's actually a round, but I find that often if I really like a particular round, I'll also like it sung just as a song. This is a good example of that. I find this gets to me just when sung even without the round aspect. So Go It Jerry by The Boarding Party.
Go it, Jerry, keep it up. There's nothing like a spree, sir. Holler, fire and oysters, boys, and then some fun you'll see, sir.
Oysters, fine oysters, buy my fine shucked oysters. York River, fresh and fat as air you saucers.
Fire, 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 fire. Bring out the engine, boys, there's fire, fire, fire.
Past 12 o'clock. And a starlight morning.
Go it, Jerry, keep it up. There's nothing like a spree, sir. Holler, fire and oysters, boys, and then some fun you'll see, sir.
Go oysters, Jerry, fine keep oysters, it up. Buy my like fine chucked oysters.
Your flavor fresh and spice, and there you saw, sir.
Oysters, fine oysters, buy my fine oysters. Your flavor fresh and spice, and there you saw, sir.
Go it, Jerry, fine.
You just heard the Boarding Party singing Go It, Jerry. Next on the show, we're going to have a kind of wombat. Fred Small, fairly well-known folk singer, and he's going to perform a song he's written called Hot Frogs on the Loose. But before he sings the song, he introduces it by giving you the kind of the history of why he wrote this song. And I find this quite amusing. So be prepared for a little story and then a song. This is Fred Small with Hot Frogs on the Loose.
People ask me sometimes where I get my ideas for songs. This is a newspaper clipping. I had it laminated. It's from the Boston Globe, so I know it's true. August 4, 1991, page 16, headline. Radioactive frogs on the loose in Tennessee. Officials warn. Associated Press, Knoxville, Tennessee. Oak Ridge National Laboratory officials have issued a warning that tiny radioactive frogs are on the loose. The fugitive amphibians. Tom Paxton probably said it best. He says some people you don't have to satirize, you just quote them. The fugitive amphibians are brownish green, 1.5 to 2 inches long, with skinny legs. And apparently healthy. Except that they can set off a Geiger counter with radiation levels well above normal. Officials say the leopard frogs are safe unless eaten. Workers at the Department of Energy installation, about 35 miles west of Knoxville, reported radioactive tires on their cars and trucks, apparently from running over the creatures. The frogs became contaminated while growing up in the mud of a half-acre holding basin for wastewater from the lab's nuclear research of the 1940s and 1950s. Now, said a spokesperson, the laboratory plans to install frog fencing. A fine mesh screen about 3 feet high to prevent the creatures from escaping again. Well, needless to say, as soon as I read that article, I realized that the public information folks at Oak Ridge were in desperate need of a songwriter. Because Tennessee is quite a distance from here, but that clipping is over a year and a half old now. And by now, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if those frogs were on the outskirts of the greater Cambridge, Massachusetts metropolitan area. So we have to get the word out to our friends and neighbors. And to do that, I'm going to ask you to join me, if you will, in a kind of folk public service announcement. And to do that, I'm going to divide you right down the middle. This will be kind of like Pat Buchanan, except we won't hate each other, okay? So everybody on my right, your left, you're going to be the frogs. Everybody on my left, your right, you're going to be the terrified populace. Okay? Now, frogs, your part is very simple. It goes like this. Oh, oh. Okay, give that a try. I'll give you two counts. One, two. Oh, oh. Ooh, that's good. Now, terrified populace. You have even more fun. This is your part. Okay? Now, the hand motions are critical. All right? I'll give you two counts. One, two. That's very good. I know we spend a lot of our time being terrified here in Massachusetts. So. Between the Rotaries and John Silber, it's a tough... tough place to live. One, two, three, four. Up, up. Up, up. Up, up. Hot frogs on the loose. All right. This is a little scary to the little ones, yes. I forgot to warn you about that. Frogs. Up, up. Hot frogs on the loose. By the light of the Tennessee moon, from the bilious bubbles of a black lagoon, they make a hound dog howl, a SWAT team swoon. Hot frogs on the loose. They've multiplied since 53, slurping nuclear debris. Amphibious, fabulous, fancy free. Hot frogs on the loose. Hibbity hoppity, here they come. Radioactive, looking for fun. If you kiss them, look out for the tongue. Hot frogs on the loose. All right, frogs. Up, up. Up, up. Up, up. Hot frogs on the loose. They got little skinny legs and big bug eyes. Fraternizing's not advised. They like you like they like flies. Hot frogs on the loose. They got a chicken nugget body and a whopper leap in your bedroom while you sleep. They'll make your Geiger counter beep. Hot frogs on the loose. Hibbity hoppity, here they come. Radioactive, looking for fun. If you kiss them, look out for the tongue. Hot frogs on the loose. All right, frogs. Up, up. Up, up. Up, up. Hot frogs on the loose. You can put the pedal to the metal till the rubber squeals. Squish them with your tires, you got hot wheels. Now you know how it feels to be a hot frog on the loose. Please do not keep them as pets, so taming them may bring regrets. Make a citizen's arrest of a hot frog on the loose. Frogs for peace, frogs for defense. Don't be nervous, don't be tense. We've got a surefire 3-foot fence to keep the hot frogs from getting loose. Hibbity hoppity, here they come. Radioactive, looking for fun. If you kiss them, look out for the tongue. Hot frogs on the loose. Come on, frogs. Up, up. Woo! Up, up. Woo! Up, up. Woo! Hot frogs on the loose. Hot frogs on the loose. Hot frogs on the loose. Hot frogs on the loose.
Energy!
Fred Small, Hot Frogs on the Loose. Next up is a set of my roots, banjo. I love the banjo. This is Mary Z. Cox, who's a Florida State champion banjo player, and I think national champions or something like that. Anyway, she's playing a fiddle tune called Cherokee Shuffle, and she does very little extra ornamentation, really just straightforward, but does a beautiful job. So this is Cherokee Shuffle. Cherokee Shuffle by Mary Z. Cox. And the last song on the show today is Ain't Nothing Wrong With That by Junior Sisk.
Wish I was young and handsome, but those days are long gone now. I'm just a worn out country singer, dragging this old voice around. And when I hear the latest music, it just always leaves me flat. I'm just a three chord singer, ain't nothing wrong with that. When music chases money, in the end you'll find it might fill your pockets, but won't satisfy your mind. So I'll just here singing to three dogs and a cat. I'm a star on my front porch, ain't nothing wrong with that. I spent all my younger years trying to make it on my own. My music dream's still living, it's just living here at home. Now I'm out here on the porch swing in my overalls and hat, just singing to the fireflies, ain't nothing wrong with that. When music chases money, in the end you'll find it might fill your pockets, but won't satisfy your mind. So I'll just sit here singing to three dogs and a cat. I'm a star on my front porch, ain't nothing wrong with that. No one ever moved me like Haggard, Cash, and Jones.
deep where music meets the bone. The heart and soul is gone now, and there's no turning back. So I'll just sing my memories, ain't nothing wrong with that. When music chases money, in the end you'll find it might fill your pockets, but won't satisfy your mind. So I'll just sit here singing to three dogs and a cat. I'm a star on my front porch, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm a star on my front porch, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That was Junior Sisk with Ain't Nothing Wrong With That. And it kind of describes the end of my musical journey, at least where it is now. Sitting on the front porch, playing for three dogs and a cat. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's kind of what I'm doing these days. You are listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. From WEHC at Emory and Henry College, I play my favorite songs and songs I hope will reach you, and also put in occasional odd things like the reading of the creation tonight. And every week I end the show the same way. It's kind of an audience participation ritual, and I ask you to join me. So it's your chance to join me right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.